it goes to front layer. Good. And the second point is that on the governor's thing, are we still on solid or do it off or on? Well, they found their roads. Good, all right. And they feel all right about it. I think it's more. Well, they're gonna get that tonight. Yeah, who's standing? I said, if it's too much of a problem, I will give it in. I'll just go over and speak. Yeah, well, why don't you get the word over to them tonight? We're gonna have a picture of the dining room. And that's gonna be the official picture tonight. So Director's on the hill having lunch. He raises the question of whether he shouldn't brief some of the key House of Senate people before or after the time of the 2 o'clock announcement, rather than whether it's like Bobby Griffin who field this is. All it does is just tell him we're gonna use the reading 51 minutes. He just says the president speaks out to go on that. You could call him all 5 minutes before. Okay. And then 15 minutes before, you can tell the ones that need in the labor committees.
That's the only way people can see the show. I don't appreciate one of this time. Okay.
Beverly Sills or something, you know, so. That'll kind of show. But I'll study it, then I'll sort of get it, but I'll study it in the middle. I think they are gonna do that, I certainly think so. That's set up just for the stage to be on the west side, right? Got the orchestra all decked in and out, having it at the end is the worst possible, all possible rooms. Having it on the west side is. If they put a stage there, people can sit, some of the things you can prove, like Red Skelton, got the Red Skelton, and she did it. Johnny actually had the Rising show, that was the best we've ever had, I know. Red Skelton, we had a flat, but it isn't too bad to go by a good, if you've got everybody seated around like that, it's just better. That's right. I don't think she doesn't want it this time.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Okay. As usual, there's two sides to everything. Dr. Rogers, he says we have Legion.
Yeah.
Now that goes down true, pardon. Not that story, but as that story says, Henry Lee, the thing to begin with, he killed Patrick on the airplane going down to Florida. Henry told Kilpatrick that there was gonna be a, big thing on the salt box with all the background and everything. That was gonna be a big feature of the thing. So they, that was good. And it says in that post story that he did, Trevor says, yes, you reported on the 11th, the salt box. So, there's, I mean, Roger's point is that half the time Henry said that, he knew, because it was on record, that Laird, Rogers, and Acta were opposed.
I'm not sure what that is.
No, that's right, that's a good shot. I think it's sure, obviously. Okay. We're going to take this statement.
Right.
And I want you to know, and I want you to inform our friends. I want you to tell them that the wage price freeze, I thought, would be unfair. And that would have to be followed with the wage price board and all the rest of the statement. This is a matter of choice, not light and so forth, but it's time that this is, say that. Now, as far as the temporary nature, I don't want them to get the feeling of pressure from the office. But I think it would be mean anything to us at an appropriate time, about this time next year. Things we could do, I saw that memorandum. See, Hodgson came in, the wage price freeze is a recommendation.
I know, I said. I tried to argue as hard as I could yesterday against it.
I know you didn't hear, no, I know, but you, and actually you're not, you have a hell of a problem, and he has too, with the statement, that's hard. It just raises how old you guys say, you know, it goes back to 31 and all, years. My God, the Davis Bacon thing is, it will accomplish what we need to accomplish. It's symbolic, it's basically is the right approach, and it's consistent with what I've been doing.
I called 4 o'clock of our best friend in this business last night, Mr. President, and did not tell him what we were doing. I said, what if we did this, what if we did that? And in the case of Davis Bacon, we all said, that would be the best thing, provided we understand that its purpose is to throw the ball back into our court.
Not to screw it.
Well, I'm working with Clark Schultz and Ray Price is equal on your statements.
The main thing is there, we are not about to go out and try to bust unions.
That's what they were.
We're not going to bust unions. We're not going to go out and get a lot of non-union work. The purpose of this is to put the ball in their court so that they come up with an action. That's the purpose of it. It's not to bust the unions.
The 4 or 5 biggest.
That's how it's administered in counts.
That's right. The four or five biggest union leaders, the most important, Peter Brennan, for example, all say that if it's Davis Bacon and that's why you're doing it, that they can't publicly support it, but they privately think that's absolutely
right. They like that better than wage price freeze.
Oh, absolutely, because they can see that where they were they'll never get out of it.
Well, and we won't get out of it.
Oh, no. Disaster.
We get into that. As Irvin said, what's the next step?
Well,
everybody around here comes in and gives some recommendation. They say, this is that. Everybody, what the next step is.
I can tell you what the next step would be. Everybody on the left would say, why aren't you doing it here? Why aren't you doing it there?
Well, also, the legislative leaders meet
see it. And I appreciate it, Dominic, and Marissa, she's just like, we all fought against this damage, pressure control, and here you're using that authority.
That's the credibility as well, that's the credibility, Brad.
And, Conley's gonna say that we're gonna use for us to say we're against it. He's gonna say today that on the bill that we are not asking for it, we have no, that we do not object, if Congress gives the power, we're gonna use it. That's what we play, I think, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Rather than have our guys have to step up there and fight a losing battle, that's another subject. But on Davis Bacon, I think what they got to know is that MHA, you want them all to know, the president is a very strong feeling. Personally, he wants them to feel that they're, he feels that his friends, he wants them to come in here, and he personally gonna see to it, they're not. See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That's how it's happening.
Right.
In other words, the fireness, the announcement of two, I mean, he's gonna start at Davis Bacon GSA. You can, you've got good friends here, folks, and out there, you know the rest.
We're gonna watch this thing very well.
Wait a little bit.
I think, as I said, I'm working with Schultz on your statement. I think the important thing is for you not to be...
Don't hit till 2 o'clock.
For you not to be against the purpose of Davis.
Okay.
The purpose of Davis Bacon was to give you the protection against breaking.
Yeah.
But to be for a temporary...
Well, what that statement is supposed to be wrapped around with around here.
It is, I have it.
As soon as...
I have it right here.
Well, is this the one that is submitted to me, or is it finally that, has this been through the mail yet? This is an earlier... Great. Or, at this point.
You only have a disagreement on one paragraph, I think, so far.
The bottom paragraph, page one?
No. Last paragraph, I'm...
I'm sure maybe this is just... John sent it down, but it's not... This could all be said in 2 pages, much more effective. You don't get this much trouble. But if she's got it right, the process jurors are gonna be right, so... This causes a defect.
With a lot of this, we were trying to stop the labor.
It stops labor.
A lot of it is.
Oh, mine, and that's mine. Spending more than 13 grand. That was a new percentage.
Yes, sir.
I mean, Davis Bacon Act, in my view, remains a sound instrument of public policy, which you can directly...
That's the big disagreement. Labor does not want that. I wrote that in. I think it's... I haven't talked to George yet, but I think it's a...
Well, this way, they have cleared this with Labor Department.
Well, it's clear that the Labor Department does not believe you should endorse Davis Bacon as a principle. I think if you endorse it as a principle, you take all the handy labor thing out of this.
Maybe this is a crack against the general.
Right.
Still being staffed. What's this? That's still being staffed. That's...
Yeah.
John sent that down in response to your phone conversation. Davis Bacon remains a sound instrument of public policy. We can't just, I don't know that that will do it. I think you should say that, but I'm not sure that you should put it in a public statement.
But it has been.
Wait a minute, the Davis Bacon Act, yeah, today's Act. Has been passed. the Davis Bacon Act has been its purpose. The Davis Bacon Act can be justified as a sound instrument of public policy only when used to protect union wages when they are reasonably bargained. Only when. Should not, however, be used to promote excessive or unreasonable work.
Well, I don't know the answer to that, Mr. President. I just, on the way over here, discovered
it
was
a threat. I feel strong that the words of the present time should be the very first line of the statement. State Department, well, hell, they want to
Well, they're being tough, as you know.
I know, but,
Yesterday, you wanted to get the word temporarily.
I don't think it's all about making, let me put it this way, I don't think all the wording in the world is going to make a whole lot of difference to these guys compared to what you just told them. I mean, they've got to fight it, Chuck. They've got to fight it. It may not have the impact that we want if you don't think that out.
It's from their standpoint, if we all go for it, I just put it back in your court. The big thing, Mr. President, is if they think you're accepting the bill back into their court, they're happy.
I understand. You take out for the present time there. What? Davis Bacon Act. You got it. And then you can say the last, they want to strike the last paragraph.
They want to take it out altogether and just not address yourself to the question at all, Mike.
Those are directly involved.
I think you have to hold some incentive.
Why do you write that sentence?
The way you just did, because it says it very well. It's the Davis Bacon Act, in my view, can be justified as a sound
instrument.
The Davis Bacon Act can be justified as a sound instrument of public policy only when it is used to protect union wages that are reasonably bargained. And then, it should not, however, and then you go on, the purposes can once again be realized, which is consistent with suspension. If you were asking for repeal, then you wouldn't say that.
Sure. sure what you put in the statements, that'll make it all better. I think what you tell these guys is gonna make a difference.
Well, their point to me last night, Mr. President, was don't take, and these are, they're trying to help you, don't take anti-labor statement. Being against Davis Bacon is anti-labor. Being against Davis Bacon when it is misused, but holding out the opportunity that in principle it would come back sometimes, gives them more authority to deal with their membership. In other words, if their membership feels that you're opposed to Davis Bacon,
fees. Well, what about saying this? How about saying this? Read again what I heard.
The Davis Bacon Act can be justified as a sound instrument of public policy only when it is used to protect union wages that are reasonable bargaining.
It should not be used to protect union wages. Is that about it? Excessive price decisions, suppressive decisions. firmly indicated that I firmly indicated that it is the policy of this administration that any government program which contributed to higher prices, put it quite directly, contributed to higher prices, modified or rescinded. This action is consistent with the act. This action, the labor cost, is consistent with that general policy. You see, what I'm getting at is just to put it somewhat along those lines. Now,
as far as the government's emergency. What you say,
has been corrected, the emergency conditions that brought this action, that require me to take this action, that require me, will have passed. Does that satisfy you, Chuck?
That's the point that has to be made. I think you ran a sequence.
Maybe that they don't, you don't make the point as directed by repeating, requiring these conditions to do something they expect. Alright, fine, we redirect that situation, and then go on. You could maybe add a sentence that the, just say it a little more bluntly, George. I don't think it changes the meaning of what you have. Leave your sentence as you have it, but put a sentence immediately before that. I have suspended the Bacon Act because of the emergency escalating crisis.
The emergency conditions in the construction.
Yeah, because of the emergency conditions in the construction industry. When the emergency passes, is that what you, then what did you say?
Yeah.
Once the construction contractors and labor leaders.
You could have that thought.
See, I want to put the kicker in, that's what it is.
Well, how about taking that last thing that's on page 6 and 7 and changing, taking the however out of it,
yeah,
and saying,
those are
final analysis, therefore.
Yeah, that's right. That paragraph is saying on construction and labor leaders will have full crop, that's right. You see, now, I see your point. That is the sentence that we have there. Once the emergency passes, the need for this action, the justification for this action will have passed,
right?
Right?
Yes.
And then follow the last paragraph. That puts it in very bluntly, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
And, rather than
change that, however, to therefore.
Yeah. Or you don't need either the however or the therefore. I need stronger stuff with the however and therefore. Now, coming back to the strength of the present times, we did. You want to run off this, should we run a sentence off and see what this looks like? Want to look at that last paragraph?
Yeah,
I'll be around here in types.
I had put down a sentence in the middle of the earlier moves on government programs taken in the face of rising prices.
Yeah.
I will continue to examine the impact of government programs on other trading price movements and take action to dampen any inflationary impact.
That's what you're doing now. And why don't you be a little more precise? The action that I take. Read that again.
Yeah, I will continue to examine the assistance of earlier moves on government programs taken in the face of rising prices.
Earlier moves. The I feel like the CEO I think you could